This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It is a year of significant anniversaries in Washtenaw County. WEMU, we're celebrating our 50th year on the air. The ARC is celebrating 50 years of presenting music and entertainment. And the Huron River Watershed Council is celebrating its 50th year of environmental leadership and serving as stewards of the Huron River and enhancing the sustainability of this vital waterway and the communities in which it passes through. And before the show is over, you're going to find out exactly how all three of these institutions celebrating their 50th year will come together. Right now, we're going to explore the history and the future of the Huron River Watershed Council, and who better to have that conversation with than the sitting executive director of the council, Laura Rubin. And good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, David. Thank you.
Well, 50 years is a long time, but perhaps you can take us back to 1965 and the beginnings of the council. What were our local governments recognizing about the Huron River and the communities it sustains that required formation of this group?
Well, it was an interesting time. 1965, there had been a large population growth in Southeast Michigan with industrialization.
Sure.
A lot of people moving here. And a few units of government, leaders, mayors, township officials, faculty members came together and really started noticing a decline in water quality and also some basic infrastructure needs. Basic needs like water systems, regional water authorities, wastewater systems, sewer systems, basic infrastructure that was lacking. And they came together and said, we have this shared need. There's no reason that we look at it only from our township boundaries or the city of Ipsy boundaries. We want to look at this as a watershed. And so that was really the beginning. It was 16 units of government that came together.
And what was the initial mission? Was it just to study and find out what to do?
It was mainly research and education. You know, our mission is expanded to say we protect and restore the Huron River watershed. And it has always been the entire watershed, not just the rivers. Not just the river, but the lands that drain to it. But it was back then. It was really trying to have one organization that was directed at the protection. But unlike many other river groups, it was really focused on helping research ideas, bring parties together. It was a convener of stakeholders. It was less of an advocacy group back then. And it really hadn't started much in terms of education and outreach either. A lot of scientists involved.
As we move through the 70s, were the challenges growing and changing?
They were. Some of the issues we resolved, we got a Clean Water Act that went a long way in terms of helping us identify water quality standards, goals for where our water should be. We established regional water authorities. Ipsy opted into the Detroit Sewer and Water System. Ann Arbor opted out. But they built systems. They got funding for those. The federal government stepped up with a lot of funding to help build infrastructure. It's interesting to me, in the late 70s, early 80s, we started to see more problems in our lakes. This is, again, following a national trend where we were cleaning up our pipes, the point source pollution, and we started to have more impacts from non-point source. We had urban runoff. We had more runoff around our lakes, which had traditionally been sort of summer homes, and they were becoming primary residences.
And these are issues we're still contending with today.
They are. I mean, on the one hand, there are many things we solved in terms of stronger legislation, convening people for places. We were able to get the Huron River designated as a natural river. We're the only river in Southeast Michigan that has that designation. In the early 70s, we got that. It affords the river building setbacks and vegetation setbacks. There were some huge victories along the way, but also we are still grappling with many of the same issues in terms of water quality. Ford and Belleville Lakes, we started to see bacterial pollution back in the late 70s, early 80s. You know, we've still been struggling with algae blooms in those lakes. So some of the issues, we've come a long way. We can see where we've come in terms of education. We can see where we've come in terms of policies and procedures. Definitely more awareness of water quality and river quality. And our waters have improved. Whereas back again in the 70s and 80s, big signs about E. coli and bacterial pollution, not to go windsurfing when it was big back on our lakes. We now have much more active recreation in our lakes and our rivers, and it's cleaner. It's better for body contact. And we're continuing on that upward trend.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with Laura Rubin this morning, and Laura's the executive director of the Huron River Watershed Council, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Again, it's an organization that started back in April of 1965. So we've just touched on it. We're here 50 years later. The Watershed Council is more active and more involved than ever. What will be the immediate challenges and goals through this next election cycle?
Through this next election cycle, well, that's a great question. We still have some emerging pollutants that are just coming on. I talked to you back in December about coal tar.
Right.
There are some new issues. We've tackled some issues of phosphorus in our watershed, but we know that Lake Erie has a lot of nutrient problems. We need to get better control on nutrient management and runoff. Those continue to be challenges to us. Lakes management, we have a lot of problems with invasive species, whether it's the Asian carp in the Great Lakes, or for us, whether it's the round goby or some of the stony starwort, some of the new invasive species that are really causing our lakes problems. Where I see great opportunity is that the river is really becoming a focal point for a lot of our communities. They see it as a not only a recreational opportunity and a way to increase recreation, but also as an economic driver. We're seeing renewed interest about getting restaurants and activity and music and culture down on our riverfronts. From Milford to Ipsy to Flat Rock, it's really exciting.
Where once we turned our backs to the river and outward, we've now started to return our focus and looking right at it.
Oh, when I've read some great articles about reporters canoeing the length of the river back in the 60s and the different colors that the river would change depending on the factory, pen paper in Ypsilanti or the tannery up
in
Dexter.
That's absolutely frightening.
Oh, it's incredible. And that we don't have those problems anymore. That's really why we had our backs to the river. It was an unpleasant place. It was smelly. We didn't want to get in it.
So the organization has morphed over its 50 years. Its mission has changed as the conditions have changed. What do you see looking down the road? What is going to become the mission?
The mission, it's interesting, as we've just reviewed it in the last 50 years, we're still fundamentally talking about protecting and restoring the watershed. Our focus much more is on healthy rivers and healthy communities, so that when we have a healthy river and healthy water, our communities are healthy around that. That becomes more of a focus rather than strictly the science.
It's environmental and economical.
Yes. I think when we started off, we were so science-focused that it was a lot of studies about why we need to protect the clam or the fish. And I think we've really been able to broaden our mission in bringing the community in and finding their level engagement on the environment and the water quality. So those are wonderful opportunities we see ahead. And we do. We really see an increase in the amount of people getting involved at all levels.
Well, a benchmark anniversary wouldn't be nearly as fun without a proper celebration, right? So just after Earth Day, you're going to be having a celebration of all things river in song, in poetry, in art. And it is what we'll bring in the 50th anniversaries of WEMU, the ARC, and the Huron River Watershed Council together in one room.
Yes, and that's very appropriate. We're really happy that we have this partnership with the ARC and WEMU, and David Fair yourself will be our MC at the event. But yes, next Sunday, April 26th at 1 p.m., we'll be having a celebration of music, of song, of poetry, of reading, of visual presentation. It really runs the whole gamut from a Native American water celebration to operatic songs to poetry. So if you can come, you can go to our website at hrwc.org to buy tickets.
I'm looking forward to being there. I'm looking forward to being a part of it and being a part of the celebration of the ARC and, of course, the Huron River Watershed Council. Laura, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, David.
That is Laura Rubin, the Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Again, for more information on how to participate in the upcoming celebration, go to hrwc.org. I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature and is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. You hear it exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.